Unusually cold temperatures across the interior this week are slowing breakup. The National Weather Service reported a low of 4 below 0 Tuesday morning at Eagle, where longtime resident John Borg keeps an eye on the Yukon River.
With temperatures like we have now, there isn't much happening.
Records show a gradual trend over the last 100-plus years toward earlier breakups at Eagle. Last year, the ice went out on April 26, one of the earliest dates on record. But Borg anticipates a more normal early May timeframe this year, pointing to recent river ice thickness measurements.
The USGS has been in here, and they found ice anywhere from 4 feet to 5.5.
The 5.5-foot measurement is the third thickest ever recorded at Eagle, but Borg suspects it represents an atypical section of ice and says the other measurements are more in line with normal.
They're not unusual at all.
Borg says silt blown onto the river has helped melt overlying snow, but it's going to take warmer weather to thin the ice.
You got to have warm days of the water pooling up and soaking in and beginning to honeycomb the ice so it deteriorates to a certain degree and assists in making the ice break a little easier.
Borg says there's still between 10 and 18 inches of snow on the ground in the area, a late season tally that could send a surge of water onto the river ice if there's an abrupt melt-off. That's what happened in 2009 when Eagle suffered a devastating ice jam caused flood in early May.